Secret hidden message. I have never been fat, but I have been, and oftentimes continue to be, loud, lazy, and stupid. So put down the Pop-Tarts and listen up a little. I'm trying to help us here, okay? A second note from the doctor. Just in case you still do not understand, and given the conditions of this country and the people we place into elected office, I think there are whole cities full of morons who couldn't beat a bag of hammers in a game of Scrabble out there. Let me make it simple for you. This is a comedy book, okay? It's meant to be funny. So when I say something in here, I am offering up my opinion, my slightly exaggerated take on people, places, and things, and very often a twisted take on reality. In other words, it is parody, satire, and poking fun. If you are mentioned within these CDs and your first reaction is to call a lawyer, good night and good luck, okay, asshole? Because there are endless things you can buy in America, but a sense of humor isn't one of them, okay? We got pills and potions for your head, face, fears, tits, ass, anxieties, colon, kidneys, alcohol addiction, drug Jones, heart, lungs, lips, and attitude, but we don't have anything that can make you laugh at yourself. Otherwise, before you listen to this book, I'd prescribe a fistful of it. Once again, Dr. Dennis. Okay, this is the prologue. I want you to turn off this audiobook. Right now. No shit, stop listening now. Okay, I warned you. Why are you still listening to this? Now I will beg you, beseech you, in short, do everything possible in the limited format of this medium to get you to buy any other audiobook within reach right now. If this audiobook was a gift and you were at home or on a plane or sitting in a hotel room somewhere, I would suggest turning on the TV or radio or even your laptop, okay? If you are a woman, you will soon be livid. If you are a man, you are going to be filled with a burning rage. If you're a kid, meaning anyone under the age of 18, you're going to be filled with shock and awe. Scratch that. If you're under the age of 25, you will soon be filled with shock and awe. This is not a book for the faint of heart or the politically correct or the weak or the extreme right wing or the left of center, leftist Democrat or nuns or any other members of any organized religion or New York Yankee fans. Okay, I'm warning you, I'm not here to make you feel all warm and fuzzy or superior to everyone else or all soft and gooey inside. Okay, I am here to debunk and declassify and otherwise hold up a brutally honest mirror to our fat, ugly, lazy American selves. I am here to explain how we can and must thin the herd and extricate the stupid and eradicate the obese and take Rush Limbaugh's head and make a bong out of it. Okay? Senators, psychopaths, fence sitters, all three of those may sometimes be the same person. Celebrity assholes, hello. Presidents, center fielders, centerfolds, everyone is up for grabs here because I'm sick of it all. I'm sick of low self-esteem and fake fat suit-wearing female talk show hosts and extreme makeovers and Cats the Musical and Cats in general and steroid-laden home run hitters and Paris Hilton and Grey's Anatomy and Reese Witherspoon movies and Paris Hilton's himbo boyfriends and Celebrity Rehab and Dr. Phil and Terrell Owens and almost anyone else you can think of. This country, including you and most of the people related to you by birth or marriage or both, is populated by beings who have been so blessed for so long that they have become almost completely immune to any other interests other than their own. Open ass, insert head. That is the mantra with which most of America lives each and every day. That's what should be printed on the plaque beneath our beloved Statue of Liberty, along with the following. Welcome to America, where I'm not fat, I'm not stupid, I'm not the problem, you are. Americans have been so isolated geographically, financially, and psychologically for so long that we don't even see reality in the mirror anymore. Everyone has bought so far into their own bullshit, backed up by other jerk-offs and human jack-o'-lanterns on TV, that the truth has been distorted into a believable fantasy world. I can't be overweight. Look at the tub of lard sitting next to me. The food I eat can't be bad for me because the commercial on TV says it's actually healthy. I'm not addicted to these doctor-prescribed drugs. The drug company discovered a disease that I have and then invented these pills to cure me. Responsibility, research, and actual factual thinking have gone out the window. If most people in this country see something on TV, it must be true slash news slash necessary slash important. Therefore, when things go wrong, how can the innocent citizen slash TV watcher be at fault? I spill a vat-sized cup of morning coffee onto my giant cellulite-dimpled thighs at the takeout window and suffer third-degree burns because it was hot and I desperately needed to wash down the 2-ton donut I just manhandled into my gaping mouth. Do I blame myself and go on a diet and start working out? No. I sue McDonald's because the takeout window kid who handed me the cup of Joe, who's from bumfuck Mexico and has been in this country all of 18 weeks and only knows the English words, "Can I take your order, please? Would you like fries with that? And go Yankees," didn't warn me that the coffee was the same temperature as the air in the hut he grew up